Então, hello, everybody.
good evening, Reverend.
Okay, so we want to do this. Oh, it's still not time yet. Another half a minute.
Okay,
Okay.
let me do it. Went over the avenue from Louis. I wasn't able to join yesterday. What?
Yes, okay, we'll go over. We want to do the. Okay, it's time. The Avnei Miluim is giving a different, he brings Tavis's Kasha. He does not bring the Rashba, the Ramban's answer. He wants to give his own answer to Tavis's Kasha. Tavis's Kasha again was the Gemara says in Daf Tes that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chai V'Lavim do not have Yibam V'Chalitza. Correct, Tavis, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Chai V'Lavim is no Tavsi but Kedushin. Correct, Tavis's Kasha. So if it's no Tavsi but Kedushin, but Essay Daichadosa say, so the Essay takes off the Losa say, and says Rabbi Akiva, the Avnei Miluim, he quotes a Taisis in a Rashi on Daf Mem Tes, who happens to argue with Taisis here. We'll have to see exactly what they argue. But Rashi says, and the one wants to bring a Raya that a Saita is Tavsi but Kedushin. So Rashi says, because the Raya is, because as we see from the Pasuk, that after the woman is mezaneh, she still needs a get. And if Saita so, wouldn't be lo tafsi but kedushin, so then the kedushin would be paka. Frek Tavis and Rashi, what's the raya? Maybe that maybe kedushin is not mafkei azika. So kedushin doesn't block kedushin. It's Saita so maybe blocks kedushin, but here once you're married already, it's different. But meanwhile, says the Avnei Miluim, we see that Rashi holds that if something's an erva, that it blocks Kedushin, then it would also be Mafkia Kedushin. Rashi apparently holds there's no difference. If Pshat is a Kedushin, if you don't Tavsi but Kedushin, Pshat is it means that you're incompatible with Kedushin. So even if you became an erva later, Kedushin would be Paka. So therefore, it says the Avnei Miluim that since Essay Deichadosa is only matter via Rishayna, the Biyashniya is not Mutter. That's the Gemara Daf Chav. So grant. So there's a simple answer to answer. So therefore it comes out that even if you're going to do by Chai V'Lavim Essay Deichadosa, say you're only going to be able to be matter Biyashniya. Biyashniya, you can't be matter. If you can't be matter Biyashniya, then at that moment is an Isser Chai V'Lavim, which is Otasi Bo Kedushin. And therefore, the Kedushin, the Kinyan Yibum, that was how with the Bir Shaina will be Paka. So it comes out that when you did Yibum, the Bir Shaina, and you were kind of Kinyan Yibum, it's a Kinyan is mad because it's Ome to be Paka because the Kinyan can't last after Bir Shaina. The Kinyan can't last after Bir Shaina if the Kinyan is mad. And he brings a Raya. That you can't make a kinyan is man by kedushin. You can't be married as man. So memele, it doesn't work at all. So there's no yibum. That's how he answers Tavis's kasha. Again, that in the only biri shine is mutter. Biyashniya is going to be aser. Biyashniya is going to be mafkia the kedushin because that's what we see from Rashi and Memtes. Once biyashniya is mafkia kedushin, so that's the kinyan is man. And it can't make a kinyan his man, therefore you can't fulfill the mitzvah's yibum, because the heilig of the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah's yibum is to make a kinyan, and you can't make a kinyan because you can't make a kinyan because you can only make a kinyan his man, and kinyan his man is not a kinyan. No, that was that. I don't know. Was that too fast? All right,
It's
Gedalia.
okay. It's
No,
just go on, Rebbe. Just go on. Just go on.
It's fine. We did it inside. No, we did it yesterday, last time.
Rabbi, glad to ask if we could
No,
review it.
thank you, Rebbe. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, anyway, so he comes along the Ralakon and Vasserman, and he says there's two points he argues. He says, One is Echar Akash and the Rav Ganin, and two is that Mokroch. His Kash is if your Svara is right, so you should have the exact same Svara on the Gemara Daf Gimel on the base, because the Gemara Gimel base is a carbon copy of the Gemara on Daf Tes, except the Gemara on Daf Tes is dealing with Chai Ve'Lavim in Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara on Daf Gimel is dealing with Chai with Achaz Ishto in Rabban. Because the Gemara says, what time is it because of Aleha? But if it wouldn't have written Aleha, I would have thought that Achaz Ishto is Mitzvah Bemes. Why? Because as say Deichel, as say Shesh Bekareis, I is not true. Because only as say only Deichel, as say Mitzvah Deichel, as say Shesh Bekareis, with Mashmah from the Gemara, then if it would have been Deichel, as say Shesh Bekareis, then there would be Yibum. Because there would be at least a Havamina, there'd be Yibum, and there'd be a valid explanation why we need the Pasuk of Aleha. Because how would you have Yibum? You have the Menulim Cheshbon. Esay Deichel, Esay Shesh Bekareis, only be a Rishayna. Be a Shnia, it can't be Deichel. Since it can't be Deichel, be a Shnia. So then, but then when you get to the be a Shnia, they'll become an erva and kedushin won't be taifes. It will be paka. Nimsa, that when you made the kedu kinyan yibum with the be a Rishayna, with the kinyan is man, and kinyan is man is not a kinyan. So you didn't fulfill mitzvahs yibum. So the exact same cheshbon that the Avnei Meluim says on Daf Tes to explain why you're not Mekayim the mitzvah in Rabbi Akiva by Chai V'Lavim is true on Daf Kimbo when the Rabbanan by Chai V'Lavim by Chai V'Krisis. So you see, Rav Chanan is wrong. That's Kasha number one, Rav Chanan. Kasha number two is he says it's not as far as Mekrachas because it's not Pashi if this is the Kinyan is man. Because the etzem, the kinyan is all in a void, and just something new came along and destroyed it. So that's not necessarily called kinyan is mad, even though you know something's going to come along and destroy it. But in mice of the etzem kinyan has the bekayach to last forever. It's it's oymen a god for something to destroy it. Okay. All right, that's Rav Chanan's two kashas on the Avnei Meluim. Okay. So what are you people, gaine gainim? What do you people say?
If I could give a bad attempt, I'll do that.
A bad attempt, if you don't mind getting screamed at.
That's been happening before. That won't be the first.
Okay.
Just thinking that it could be that what creates the Erva Shabbai is the Kares. In other words, what creates this mafkia? Is it the penalty Shabbai or the erva Shabbai? So if it's all tully in the penalty, in the kares makes erva, which does it, so then maybe the assay, when it kills the kares, a gufa knocks it out in Gansen. If it stams, it's a lav, and it's a lav which creates an erva, maybe it's different. I'm just saying maybe it's the kares Shabbai which does it. And once the kares is killed, so then it wouldn't be ifkia because that's guf what creates the erva, what creates it. What's pshat might be because then guf is saying that this erva is like the eishes ach Shabbai. It's no different. Achas is just like eishes ach. It could be that's the svara. I'm trying to think what the svara would be.
But Rabbi Kiva holds it that doesn't make a difference. His love right. Is equivalent to
the Rabbanan. We're in the Rabbanan. We're goof asking in the Rabbanan. So that's what we're saying that we're killing a kares, which creates the erva. We're goof is saying that the eishasach and achazish are the same thing. So therefore, that uh-huh. Does once a kares is gone, the erva itself wouldn't be coming back in the same exact way.
Your answer
has Chayv Lavim like that.
Okay, you're a mechave.
What?
You're a mechave. You knew I wouldn't like it.
And that makes sense.
Okay,
at least I'm consistent.
What I hear, but it's very, it's not like I don't hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but it's very.
Why would the lav word?
It's very, like I'm a hechetesi. It's like say, well, these svaras are dime a dozen. I could make up the svar the other way. A lav is different than kares, and
It's even a rabbanim. The rabbanim, we see that.
Okay, but there's no. You need a raya. Without a raya, you know, you're saying maybe, you're saying kares is different than lav. Okay, maybe. Esei daicha lo se shesh be kares is different than esei daicha lo se say. Okay, maybe. Okay, anyway, I sent a question in the email. Is that an interesting question, which I think is an introduction to the topic, but it's a side question. Is the Avnei Miluim's answer only in Rashi, but Eina Chinami, Tosis, Amentes, who argues with Rashi, can't give the Avnei Miluim's answer? Or the Avnei Miluim's answer true even according to Tosis? Right. That was my question. I don't know if it came across.
Well, yesterday Rebbe said that the very first step of the Avnei Miluim is only within Rashi.
Right.
And okay. Tosis over there argues on him.
So the question is that Mashma on the Avnei Miluim? He says, he quotes, he brings Tosis's Kasha. There's the near the female of Rashi. Rashi. So is he saying that only Rashi holds this and I'm only answering from Rashi, or is he just saying Mavur Midive Rashi, but everybody could hold this? You know, he doesn't.
The Rebbe said that Tosis argues on this concept of temporary condition.
I'm not crazy about what I said. I'm rethinking it. I'm saying it's a little daichik to say that he don't pastures what I said yesterday is right, but it's a little daichik. In other words, what kind of answer is this? If it's a machleik, it's Rashi and Tosis, so you're not really answering the question. You're answering the question according to one shita. Is that what he's doing? It's a little daichik. So let's look at that Tosis Amentes, and let's see. So in other words, it would be preferable if his answer would work even according to Tosis. So let's look at Tosis, a Memtes. The Gemara is on the last line of Memtes Samet Aleph. Okay, Amar Abaya. Hakomo then Taboa Al Nida. Even though Nida is a kares, the Al Saita. Saita is Chai V'Lavim. Even though Rabbi, in Rabbi Akiva. Akiva holds that by a Chai V'Lavim, you're a Mamzer. But by Saita, Shana Vlad Mamzer. How do we know? Neither the Tasi Bokadushin. Shanemar Avatini Dasa Lao. Afshir Shasi Dasa. Tad Bokadushin. As it says that you can marry her, Tasi Bokadushin. How do we know Saita? How do we know that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Saita is Tasi Bokadushin? So Tasi Bokadushin. So Rashi says, the Dotafsi bought Kedushin to Isha, to a married woman, the Af La'achar Shesinsa, because even after she was Mizana, Lo Pakul Minah Kedusha Rishayna, because the Kedushin doesn't go off, because the Pasuk says, Umatsaba Erbez Tavar, because of La Sefer Krisis. So you see that even though she was Mizana, the Kedushin says. So we see that Kedushin is Saifi. So that's the Avnei Miluim's Raya. Let's see Tosis. Okay,
in the next Rashi, is it saying the same idea by Nida, or by Nida it's different?
Nida, the Xavier has enough to hate Lashin, Havai, Kedushin, or love. I do not know. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's see Tosis. I don't know.
It would make somewhat of a difference in Tosis by Akasha, no?
It means with David and Akasha on both and only on need on Saita. Okay. Yeah. So let's see Tosis. Saita Nami to Tatbuk Tushin. Pirish Bekutris. The Afla Akrish is in. No, parking, you know, Kedusha Rishayim. Okay, that's Rashi. Kosher, the need the Nami, the need the Nami, no parking Kedusha. Because we know, I don't know how we know, but we know that by neither the Paki Kedusha, it could be just a Mistava, because then every lady would become Paki Kedushin. Bafido Hoki, Istra Kroh, Lasui, the Tafsi Bok Kedushin. Now, there's, according to you, Rashi, that there's a Raya from the Tafsi, from the fact that Kedushin is not Paka. So why did the Gemara have to bring a Raya from Nida, from a Pasik? They should have just brought a Raya from the fact that also Nida doesn't remove the Kedushin. And that's Leibniz's like Kasha. Apparently, it's known that Nida doesn't remove the Kedushin.
Yeah, I know this is not the direction Rebbe is going, but is Rashi actually answering Tosas Kasha? Is he saying that the Pasuk actually is teaching the same thing?
Yeah, okay, I hear. You're right. Yes, I don't know. I hear.
Okay.
And so, how do we know that somebody can marry Yanida when she's Bishas Nida?
No, so the Tosas is learning that the Pasuk, that the Hini does all that the, that the pasuk need the dinazalov is talking about that you can marry her. That's how Tavis is learning. So he's saying, but according to Rashi, why do you need a pasuk by Nida? Since it's known that Kedushin is not Paka. So you that itself proves. So what is Tavis trying to prove that?
I'm thinking, can he marry this Saita? Let's just work out the logistics. He can marry us. Could he marry this Saita? Let's say divorce.
That's the Shaila. We want to know.
I thought the Shaila was a mamzer.
No, the Shaila is also whether you can marry her. It's the same Shaila. It's the same with the two things that are totally Zeb is that. The Gemara wants to know if the kid's a mamzer. The same Shaila would be if you can marry her. Because the Kedushin Tyson and the mamzer are totally Zeb, the same thing. So the Gemara brings a raya that you can marry her. Because by Nida it says that he does allow. So it means that you can marry her. That Saita seems to be happy with that Raya. But he says by Saita, it says, Rashi says, because the Kedusha is not Paka. Brechtai says, if that would be a Raya, so then we wouldn't have needed a Raya by Nida. Because everybody knows by Nida also the Kedusha is not Paka. So what's Saita trying to say? What's his point? Therefore what? So why is Rashi wrong?
That it's not Habba Hatalio.
What do you mean? What's that now about Daya?
That the fact that you can have already, if you already had Kiddushin, those laws are not going to be mafkia, but the law could still prevent the Kiddushin from happening.
Right. In other words, okay, I agree with you. Tavis is bringing a raya that you can't prove that Kiddushin is Tyson from the fact that the Kiddushin is not Paka, because they're two separate things. According to Rashi, they're a totally separate thing. If the Kiddushin is not Taibes, it will be Paka. So then I could prove from Nida that the fact that Kedusha is not Paka, that the Kedusha is Taibes. The fact that I don't prove from Nida that the fact that the Kedusha is type, the fact that Kedusha is not type Paka, that the Kedusha is Taibes, proves that even if you would say that it is, even if you would say, even if you would say that it is not typeface, it's possible that it's not Paka. So, Bechaira, superficially, is what we said yesterday, is that it's a machlekes, a very, very yesidistic machlekes, Rashi and Tisus. Rashi holds that it's something which is a topsy book Kedushin, then it's also Kedushin is Paka. Davis says, the fact that the Kedushin is not Paka, neither Kedushin is not Paka, doesn't prove that it's Tafsi Bar Kedushin. That means that Tosis holds that something which is called Tafsi Bar Kedushin is still not Kedushin Paka. Right, that's what we said yesterday.
It's harder to create.
So therefore, therefore, we said that that the Avnei Meluim, the entire Avnei Meluim's Raya, Hope Shot, is only in Rashi and not in Tosfos. Yes, I'm sorry. What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, as far as that, it's harder to create a kedushin is from scratch, right? Then once it's created already to be paka.
Right. Yes. So the question is this mukhruch? Because I think it's a little daichik. Yeah, I'm able to say that he's only going in Rashi, not in Tysis. Sounds a little daichik. So is there any way to get out of that? That's the question. Okay, I see no one thinking. Everyone thinking. No one's thinking of it, I guess.
So, I think that Nita's just a local den?
No. So the only thing I could think of, I could say like this, is that it's a question of burden of proof. In other words, the Gemara is trying to bring a proof. The Gemara is trying to prove that these things are exceptions to the rule. Exception to the rule is very daichik, right? We have nida is a chai bekares. Every single chai bekares is well tafsi b'kedusha. Says the Gemara, nida is an exception. Nida is tafsi b'kedusha. Every single lav according to Akiva is well tafsi b'kedusha. Says the Gemara, site is an exception. So now, they're bringing a proof that it's an exception. What's the proof, according to Rashi? From the fact that the Kedushin is not Paka. So says Taisus, this is a proof. That's not a proof. Because you could say, Yesh Makom the Balda Din Lachlok, that even though Kedushin is not Paka, but it won't be typeface. Not a proof. And especially because it, therefore you gain by saying that svara, you gain the advantage that saita is no different than all other chai v'lavim. So you can you know proof. But at the end of the day, we're okay. So Taiva says we have a different proof. It's possible that Taiva also agrees with Rashi that if something is lo tafsi bo kedushin, it's also baka. In other words, in Rashi's case, in this case, in the Avnei Meluim, which is like the only case that exists in the world where the Isser comes, because, you know, it's Esed Echadosa say, and the Isser comes later, I don't know, the only case, but it's a case. So then Enoch and Ami, Tavis would agree that Al Pi Emes Edin is a Kedushin is Paka. He's only saying to Rashi, it's not a good proof. If you want to prove it, you can't prove it from there. But maybe he agrees that the din is true.
So why do I need a pasuk by nida?
Because it's not a proof. In other words, the fact that we find by nida the kedusha is not paka doesn't prove anything, because it's a yesh makom the bal din lachlok, and say even though the kedusha is not paka, you can still you can't marry her to chatzchila, but. But the Maisa, even though the Kedusha is not Paka, you still can't marry a Tchila. But the Maisa, that's only a Svara Tchuka. But the Alpi MS, if the Torah
says where do you get to say such a thing?
Kedusha is not Typeface.
That's complete conjecture.
Okay, I make conjecture. But the conjecture is that I'm an advantage that the Avnei Meluim does not have to argue. It can be working even in Taifas. He's saying,
well, where does Taifas get that from? What's the card?
Yeah.
No, Taifas has a card. Taifas is slugging up Rashi with a good proof. Rashi says that A proves B.
So right, so once there's a chilek, no, I'm saying if it's true.
One second. Taifas brings a conclusive Rashi to slug up Rashi that A does not prove B. But that doesn't mean that Taivis disagrees that A and B are contingent.
One's a harder job.
It's the same svara that we said in Mitzvah Sovikach. You know, it's the same svara. If I have exactly the same svara, just in the same cheshbon, if I can prove that a crane can pick up 5,000 pounds, now I ask you, can the crane pick up 5,001 pounds? Can't prove it. Can't prove it. You can't prove it. But the Maisa, if you ask my opinion, probably can't. You know? So we're saying the fact that it says that the Kedusha is not Paka. Okay. You want to use that to prove a radical Kiddush that Kedusha is Taisim, which means that it's different than all other Chayve Krisis or all other Chayve Lavim. Okay. You can't prove it because maybe the reason why that maybe there's it being Paka is harder. Over the Maisa, I'll be MS. You may be, yeah, maybe not. If you want to know, the probability is not so. The probability is that if Kedushin is not typhus, it's also Paka. You know, and especially if there's no reason to say otherwise. Here there's a reason to say otherwise, because we don't want to make Saita an exception. We don't want to make Nida an exception. So there's a Nida to say that such a split. But if there's no reason to make such a split.
Man, one's a harder job. How do you know it's true? Like you're saying,
it's a harder job because we said that it's not Mistabra that a straw breaks the camel's back. Even though it's a harder job, the odds that nuance of a harder thing will make for a difference is very unlikely. It is a slightly different harder, but it's so slight that it's not mukhruch, but it's not so mistabra. So if you in the Gemara on Memtes, where you're trying to prove that Saita is different than all other Chayde Lavim, which is very radical, very not mistabra, Magnishtana Saita Mikoalavim, you're bringing a raya. Well, you see, Saita is not the Kedusha is not Paka. So he's saying Zetmin the Fun, it must be that Saita is different. It's not a Raya. Because maybe Saita is the same and this is just a drop harder. Over in a Maisa, I'll be MS. If I find something which Kedusha is not Taipes, like Rashi's case of Vishnia, and I assume it's also Paka. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is what's the difference? I see from Rashi that Rashi holds that one proves the other. So Mistama, even Taisvis, that's what I would like to claim, Shan and Taisvis. Taisvis brings a ride from Rashi. And he's saying in Mistama, Vigabi this, even Taisvis agrees to Rashi. Taisvis is only arguing in Rashi that you can't prove it. But about that, Taifas agrees that it's Mistama true.
Rashi only got it from a Gemara, though. Taifas doesn't have such a Gemara.
Okay, but Rashi shows you it's a. We're out of the Gemara now because it's a Svara. According to Rashi, the Gemara knows because it's a Svara. Taifas says it's not a Svara Mukrachas to prove that Saita is an exception different than everything else. But you see from Rashi that the Gemara held it's a Svara. So Taibis can also agree that it's a Svara, just it's not as pronounced as Mukhruch. But if there's no indication either way, so about that, Taibis would also agree that we assume this Svara.
Would Rashi have said it without a Gemara?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. But the mice, I'm just saying, according to Rashi, even though Rashi is saying it from the Gemara, but the Gemara is not saying it from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying a Misvara. According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying a Misvara.
It's true according to Rashi, but according to Taisus, the Gemara is not saying a Misvara, not saying it at all.
We're going to minimize the Machlokes, Rashi and Taisus. We'll say that Taisus also agrees that it's a pretty good Svara. Taisus is only saying it doesn't qualify for a Svara Mukrachas. If I can't, if Taisus didn't have the Kasha from Nida, Taisus would have said like Rashi too. Taisus just has a Raya from the Gemara. That the Gemara doesn't agree with Rashi. So, in other words, Rashi says a Svara. Taibis Avada, Taibis and Svara. You see, Taibis doesn't attack Rashi and Svara, what you're saying makes no sense. So, just Taibis says, but if you're right, then the Gemara is fair. So, okay, so you have to say that the Gemara held is not 100% conclusive. But as far as a basic Svara that Rashi's saying, Pashas Tavis would agree to also.
So, in general, Derech HaLimud, if his machlokes Rishonim Pshat in a Gemara, and each Pshat of the Gemara produces a different Chiddush that the Rishonim don't say without the Gemara. According to Rishon A, the Gemara produces Chiddush A, and it's nowhere else. According to Pshat B, the Gemara produces Chiddush B. We assume that both Rishonim agree with the Chiddush that the other Rishon draws from that Gemara?
I don't know, but it's possible. If the Gemara got the Svara, the Chiddush Misvara, okay, it's, here not it's a little reasonable. Bit worse, because you can prove that the Gemara did not know the Rashi's Chiddush. I'm just saying the Gemara didn't know the Rashi's Chiddush as a proof, but you don't know that they don't hold it as a probability.
But it's not legitimate to say that you minimize the Machlokes by saying that all Rishonim agree that without the Gemara, I never would have said it. Okay. So therefore, if I don't have the Gemara, I don't say it. So the net result is a little bigger Machlokes, but the Svara starting point is a smaller Machlokes.
Okay, I hear. Is it? I'm just... okay, I hear. Anyway, that's what I was trying to say. So what does that do for us? Let's assume. Let's assume. The truth is, I don't even know if I need this. But let's assume that I say this. So what comes out is that we're saying as follows. We're saying that even in the Avnei Meluim, it's not a Svara 100% Mukrachas. In other words, there's room for someone to disagree with this Svara. You can say like Tysus. Even Rashi maybe could have heard his room to say like Tysus, except Rashi also thinks the Gemara is assuming it's not like it. In other words, it's not a 100% impossible to argue with Svara. It's probably, right? I'd say the same thing as far as the Rabbi Chanan second question. Enochinami, Rabbi Chanan has a question. Maybe that's not called the Kenyan Isman. Okay, the Avnei Meluim says it is. But, Rabbi Chanan has a valid side. Maybe it's not. So it's not, I would say that even the Avnei Meluim admits that there's room for someone to disagree what he's saying. Because room you could say like Rav Ochanan, there's room you could say like Taisus. So now everything's very good. The Gemara on Daf Gimel is coming to explain Pshat in a Braisa. I'm pretty sure. The Gemara on Daf Gimel started out with a Braisa.
Right.
Starts out Minon Ebini. The Tan Rabbanan Isha Achoisa Lokika Litzur. The Gados are both on Ebachayel. Aleha matam leimar, fish and emar yavama yavo aleha, shomei ani mikacha mikol raya somewhere b'tayra. Therefore it says aleha. So the Braisa says b'feirish, that without aleha, I would have thought that achos ishto is misyav emes. Practic Gemara, not gemara m'beis akash, on the Braisa, time where they have the pasuk, without the Braisa, I would have said Achos Isha Misyav Emes. So what's Pshat? Must be because I say Daiche. In fact, the Rabbi Ochanan, what do you mean? I say Daiche is not going to help you because of the Avnei Meluim Svara. Now you're going to get a Kedushin Isman. Because in Bishnia, it's going to be Aser. Yisra is going to come back. And then Kedushin Isman. And a Kedushin Isman. And there's a Bishin, it's going to come back, and then the Kedushin is going to be Paka. And once the Kedushin is Paka, the Kedushin is Man. The Kedushin is Man, not a good Kedushin. Okay. Teretz is, the Gemara is trying to defend the Braisa. Well, one second. Let me try and say the upshot. The Gemara is trying to defend the Braisa. And okay, this is the only possible upshot you can say for the Braisa, that the Braisa doesn't hold to the Amnimiluim. The Braisa, the Gemara is saying, what's upshot in this Braisa? The Braisa says that without Aleha, you would say there's Yibo. How could there be? Must be Pshan the Braisa. Is the Braisa holds essay Dochados and Shesh Bakaris. And also the Braisa holds not like the Avnei Menuhin. Practically, Gemara and Kasha, the dead seven, they can't be because ain't essay Dochados and Shesh Bakaris. Okay. So the Gemara, Pilpos, whatever. But at the end of the day, so I don't know, we have other Turutim. The group said it's not Pshan the Braisa. It's not Pshan the Braisa because ain't a Chinami. It can't be Pshan the Braisa. Because ain't essay doichados and shesh bakaris. So what's trying to price whatever pshat was. So now at the end of the day, then there's no hechlo to argue with Rashi to argue with the Avnei Meluim. Well, everyone's speechless.
So then, why does that?
Isn't it a problem? You make the Gemara like not really know its real position.
No, the Gemara knows its position. The Gemara just b'kaya ha-hechroch. The Gemara, I'm sorry, Binyamin, we can't hear you. We couldn't hear you. The Gemara.
Is that better?
The Gemara is. The Gemara was saying that listen, they had a braisa. They have to understand the braisa on Daf Gimel. So the only way you can understand the braisa on Daf Gimel is to make two assumptions. One, essay dechados and shesh bakaris. And two, you have to assume that the Avnei Meluim is wrong. Why is the Avnei Meluim wrong? Either because you hold like what it sounds like from Tosis and Daf Mem Tes, or you hold like Rav Chanan Svara that it's not called Kinyan is man, or you'll say that Yim Yibum doesn't need a Kinyan. You know, there's lots of reasons to think that the Avnei Meluim could be wrong, possibilities. But obviously, they're far-fetched, but there's no Breira. If you have to answer the Braisa, so that's the only thing we can do. But at the end of the day, we don't have to answer the Braisa because we come out that this obviously is not Pshana the Braisa. So the Braisa never meant this because the Braisa couldn't have meant it because ain't I say Dechanos and Shesh Bakaris. So now we go back just to Svara. Be Svara the Nafshe, we would say like the Avnei Meluim.
Doesn't the Rebbe's like basically saying that there's no raya of Gimel.
Any Havaminas of any Gemara. You can never bring a raya from any Havamina. Basically, we're saying you can never bring a raya from any Havamina of a Gemara. Anything you could spar from a Havamina of a Gemara, certain Svara, certain Das, oh, that's all on the Havamina, Machmas, Adoichek, Machmas,
Kushner. No, because there was a Hechroch, because they're searching for a possible Havana in the Braisa.
The Rebbe's fighting
hold up Gimel. I don't know if usually you have this, but here they have a Braisa. And the Braisa says beferish that without Aleha, I would say that Achos Isha Misyavemis. So the Gemara is pulling his beard. What in the world could possibly pshat in the Braisa be? The only possible pshat could be, one is that the Braisa holds this wild thing that Esei Dechados Veshesh Bekarim. And two, that the Braisa disagrees with the Avnei Meluim. There are points that disagree with the Avnei Meluim. Even Rashi would agree, maybe there's a Tzadahol like Tysus. I don't know.
So Rebbe Stam fighting on the whole Daf Gimel.
The Gemara and the Braisa says it's not Pshat the Braisa because it's too radical, because no one would ever hold Esei Dochados and Shesh Bakaris. So fine. So now there's no hechlok to say this anymore.
So Rebbe Stam saying the whole sugya, the huge part of it that was predicated on the kasha from Daf Gimel, Rebbe's basically fighting on nothing to do with Daf Gimel or any reason or anyone that brings it. Rebbe's basically saying in structure, there's some, you come up with some wild doichik shot and it has no shaykhis to reality. It has no shaykhis.
How did the Rajba, Ramban, ask the kasha from Daf Gimel? In other words, you could say that really, again, you'll say that Kedushin is like Zika, and Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, and the Rabbanan Maile would agree with that too. And the Gemara Daf Gimel was on with that. It was not in the Chachamim Shita. It was in the Gemara Daf Gimel was just Mikaycha Hechrach. Mikaycha Hechrach. Right? In Svara, we would say that it is an Altafsi Bo Kedushin is Altafsi Bo Zika, like Rabbi Akiva and Daf Tes. But on Daf Gimel, Mikaycha Hechrach, we had to say otherwise. That is right. That is what I am saying. In other words, I'm saying that Tosfos and the Avnei Miluim, who doesn't quote Daf Gimel, so I'm trying to say, because I think I sort of said the structure yesterday, the structure, is that Tosfos doesn't quote Daf Gimel. The Avnei Miluim is quoting Tosfos. He doesn't quote Daf Gimel. So maybe the Avnei Miluim held that Enoch and Ami, really Daf Gimel is not a good raya. You know, he has some way, like I'm trying to say, to be doichik the rai from Daf Gimel, because it was only Mikayah HaHechrok to answer the brisa. And Enoch Inami, as long as you can answer in Svara why Ese Doichik Lose doesn't work, you answer Tavis's Gasha. You say that's doichik because I'm arguing with Ramban and a Rajba. Right? But, you know, there is, I would say the Avnei Miluim, we don't know, especially we don't know if the Avnei Miluim have the Ramban and the Rajba. I don't know. So the Avnei Miluim looks at Tosfos and he sees Tosfos doesn't bring a raya from Daf Gimel. So the Avnei Miluim held that Tosfos doesn't bring a raya from Daf Gimel. There is no raya from Daf Gimel. All right. So you say that's enough. You don't like that.
I don't know. It's sort of shaking our assumption.
Yeah, Munas Achamim.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's just shaking. I mean, the whole sugya we were working with this is a big anchor.
Okay, but that was in the Ramban and the Rajba. But Tosfos Mamish doesn't bring that gimel. It is interesting that Tosfos doesn't bring that gimel. The truth is, Tosfos, it doesn't bring that gimel. And the Avnei Miluim for sure doesn't bring that demo. And he calls Tosfos Rabbeinu. I mean, it's not for sure. It's exactly the same quote. So he doesn't quote that demo. So we're just saying it's, and so in other words, what's happening here, the Ramban, Tosfos doesn't quote that demo. The Avnei Miluim does not quote Daf Gimel. The Avnei Miluim gives an answer. The Rabbi Chanan says, hey, what about Daf Gimel? I'm saying that maybe they held that you can't ask from Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel is, off limits. Not a good ride from Daf Gimel. Either a bad day, okay? So that's a machlekes rishonim.
And what is that?
A good ride.
And what taka is that machlekes? Is that and what taka would that machlekes be like? In if Rebbe's saying this, you say that we have no right to. We're comfortable saying it was only like some kind of habamina that we were forced. So like it's like what kind of machlekes is that between the Rishonim?
You know, would the Gemara say something that's forced? So that would they say a daichik if we don't hold of it?
So that's like a very
Rebbe's shear is machlekes Rishonim basically.
Okay, I don't know. Saying that the fact that Tosfos doesn't bring a raya, I don't know. Is it so terrible? We're saying that the Avnei Miluim is medayik and Tosfos. Tosfos didn't bring a raya. The Ramban did. Why did Tosfos not bring a raya and the Ramban does? The Ramban, when he asks his kasha, he brings a raya. Tosfos doesn't bring a raya. So why? So maybe because Tosfos held. Because it's better to have a raya. So why didn't Tosfos bring the raya? So maybe Tosfos held you there is no raya. Ramban held there is. Tosfos held there is. And so the Avnei Miluim was working within Shita's Tosfos. Shita's Tosfos that apparently held. It's not a raya. And am I the Kasha Stami Svara? Hey, the Kasha Misvara. So I have an answer. Brother Rabban's answer, Misara, we said it's not so simple, because we pointed out that in the Rabban's answer, it depends on Rabban, and we said it would depend on Rav Shimon's Fakira, because Rabban's answer is, since it's Lotafsi Bok Kedushin, it's Lotafsi Bik Zika, but we said, but since I say Dechelosa say, so it is Tafsi Bok, it should be Tafsi Bok Kedushin, because of Bia's, what makes love to Afsi but Kedushin is that it be his usher, and that for Bia, Rishayin is Mutter.
Rabbi, a little bit of a side point on the Avni Miluim. He's saying that with the coins of Rekiv, at least, right, after the Bia Rishayin, when Bia Shni comes around, it's going to be usher, so it's going to be Kedushin for only for a limited time, right? Is that correct?
Since it becomes usher, therefore at that point in time, the Kedushin is Paka.
So why? What is that premise based on? She's usher to Bia, but he's not usher to stay married to her.
That's whatever that's the she sees from Memtes. Same thing by Saita. It's also an isser Bia. It's not an isser marriage. I don't know.
There's no isser to marry her. The Saita.
I don't know if it's isser marriage. The Pashup Shan and Nida. Tavis talks by Nida for sure. There's no isser to marry her. And David says that according to Rashi, you should say the same thing, that the fact that the Kedusha is not Paka is a Raya. You know, there's a so. You see from the Gemara Daf Lamem test, that it makes no difference. Even if the Isser is just a Bia, it's not Kia, the Kedusha.
So even if he could theoretically stay married to her forever and not have Bia, he's not doing any Isser.
Yes, you can't be married to a woman who's an Isser Bia. So that's what you see. You definitely can't marry a woman who's Isser Bia. That's
right. But here, magically, it happened. There was an Asay de Chalaisa say, and now they're magically married with Yibam.
Yes, that's what the Avnei Melum is saying. That you started out being married, but now that there's a losa say, so the condition with Paka, and since we knew that was going to happen, so you never got married in the first place, because the condition is mad.
Once we're on the topic of answering Daf Gimel in the 11th hour, can I just stop say one last possible structure? Not Daf Gnav Nimaluim?
Yes, okay.
So, no, is it Shaykh to say that just Bechal, I guess, zooming out from the Avni Meluim, just the whole question that we see from Dav Gimel Lamed Beis that I said Sheish Bakaris, and therefore there would be Yibam. Maybe that was like the pre-Aleha, or you know, like whatever Psukim. There was a certain way we understood that the mitzvah Taka comes, and then the mitzvah could fight against the Lysis Sheish Bakaris. But maybe once Aleha comes, which is where Rabbi Akiva's world is, then maybe Erva makes it that the mitzvah doesn't even come to reckon at all with the lav. In other words, maybe there's a pre-Aleha world and a post-Aleha world where there's a totally different understanding of what Erva does to a mitzvah of Yibam, if it does it allow it to come and then let it deal with the licensee, or from the beginning, it totally preempts it from even coming into the world.
Okay, I hear it. I hear someone said that already. Did you say that already? I heard that already. Shmuel, did you say that?
Yesterday.
See, oh, he said yes. Oh, yeah.
Rebbe said, "Every goof alone should cross." So I have to know that ches. I can't.
There's a daya that says that Allah does nothing. Every goof alone should cross.
Well, that just means we wouldn't have had done Yibam, but it could be that once it's in the world, it does change the way it works.
I think the Gemara is mashma. So why did the Torah write the pasuk? I think that's in that Gemara there. Gemara says, I think so. Where's this Gemara? Where the Gemara is, I think it the Gemara says there but those people and then they discuss so what's the pasuk doing.
Yesterday I said a ritva that says Lo Sikach, so that's what it comes up.
He's trying to find the Gemara. Sorry.
Doesn't it say something at the end for Tzoras Torah, to be Matya the Tzoras Torah?
Something, I just don't remember what it said. So, so the Gemara, like according to you, Gemara should say, it's coming to tell you this Chiddush. Here it is, it's on Ches Amel Av. Rava Amar with the Av for the Bach. Robert Amar Erevah Shrika Kura. Then essay Bechadosei Shemikaris. Ki Yisri Kura, the Mishri Sara.
Because it's not relevant for her. For her, we already know the halacha. So what's the relevance? How it works?
But it's not, well, there's a relevance. You're telling me that the nafgamina will be whether the whether there's
saying it's a lumdis difference, which may make a difference in Rabbi Akiva, but that's not really. Like the Gemara's
difference will make a difference in Rabbanan too. No, we'll make
why?
Because okay, you never have a case of essay daichin in Rabbanan.
Right. I mean, but once in truth, I say it's not daichlas yishish per karis. So there's no yibum chalitza anyhow. It's only Rabbi Akiva where potentially the essay has the kach to knock it off. So saying maybe the way it works is that it preempts it.
Okay. I hear. The Maisa, there's, you know, okay. I see in the newfangled Avnei Meluim, they got a lot of Tyre here. So maybe no one says what I said. Then I look quickly. No one said my answer. There's my answer was that the Avnei Meluim is not saying his answer is a Vadoya. Now, this proof of this, what I'm sort of saying, I'm not answering. See, I hear. I just want to point out the beauty of what I'm saying, even though it's not good. But the beauty is that I'm saying that the Avnei Meluim's second kasha answers his first kasha. The two answer questions answer each other. His first kasha was, it's shlugged up from the Gemara Daf Gimel. His second kasha is, it's not mukhruch. I'm saying that's exactly the point. It's not mukhruch, and that's why the Gemara Daf Gimel is good, because the Gemara Daf Gimel says not mukhruch. So you have to, the Gemara Daf Gimel had to take the other side to answer the brisa. But ain't nothing at me. The svara is like the Avnei Meluim. So you can say, you know, you can say it's not mukhruch because of the Avnei Meluim of the Rav Echonon. You can say it's not mukhruch because of Taisus the Svara, and you could say it's not mukhruch because Yibam doesn't need a kinyan. Those are why it might not necessarily be mukhruch. There's a lot of reasons why it's not mukhruch.
I mean, just for the record, the Ramban and Memtes says it is mukhruch and not of Taisus the Teretz.
Ramban and Daf Tes.
Memtes says that there's no kasha at all from the fact that Nida and Nevada, it's a good raya for Rashi. And it's 100% because there's no raya over there because she machs lebriyosav. So avada neither works differently.
Well, you know, you're saying he defends Rashi.
Yeah, I'm saying so. It's mukhruch. It is mukhruch. Okay, Rashi's smart as mukhruch.
Okay, fine. Rashi, I understand all this. I'm saying Matthias who argues with Rashi. The question is the $1 million shayla is Matthias arguing with Rashi and saying that hashkafically you're totally wrong, and therefore halacha lemaisa, like in the Avnei Meluim's case, Tzitzis would say, even though the Isser came in later, it's not mafkia the kedushin. Or of course halacha lemaisa, Tzitzis would agree with Rashi. If you had a case that the Isser comes later, of course it's mafkia. Right. Sandy, I think you asked. Someone asked that on Taisus, what does Taisus do with Akos Kukoso, which is a Gemara, the Mishnah, where you become a erva of an Akos Ishto after the Nefila, right? Did you ask that? I think you asked that. That the, in other words, there is a case in the Gemara in the second Perek where she fell. And then you married your zakut sister, So you became an erva after the Zik, after she fell. So according to Taisis, and the Gemara says pretty clearly that that's Mafkia Zika. According to David, how does David learn it's Mafkia Zika? It's only coming later. So according to me, it's very good. Taisis, of course, agrees that I'll be MS. Mm-hmm. If it comes, it's Mafkia Zika. Taisis, they're just saying that the Gemara apparently wanted to do better. The Gemara, you see it from the fact that the Gemara didn't bring that raya by Nida, is the Gemara was trying to do better. That's all Taibis is saying. And not that Taibis argued, with Rashi and Hashkafa. Halacha l'maisa, Taibis agrees with Rashi that if an erva comes later, it's mafkia the kedusha. That's Shan and Achos Kukoso. He's just saying that you can't say that that's the Gemara's raya, because if that was the Gemara's raya, then they would have brought that same raya by Nida. Must be that the Gemara understands that Yesh Makom the Baal Din Akli, and therefore they wanted to bring a better raya. They wanted to, they were going for even if you would disagree with this, and you would say that just because you're not Mafkia, still it could be you can't be Kaina. I still got a raya, but Avada out the MS, Taivis agrees to it. So I think that's not so bad. So that's making the Avnei Miluim nicer that it's going in Taivis Shita too. And Gufa Mineyu Bey, and that you see that it's not the Gemara itself, it's not undeniable. The Gemara left room for someone to disagree, according to Taivis. So maybe that Daf Gimel could be the place where they disagreed because they had to answer the Braisa. Okay, that's, I don't know. He brings in the, you said that the Granat here?
Yeah. I'm actually not sure the Granat or Rav Nachum, but he just says Reish Nun. I just realized he says, I'm not sure who Rabbi Bar was quoting.
Sounds like Rav Nachum.
Yeah, it makes more sense from the mayor.
A lot of other people. There's some kind of Rav Zalman, and I don't know. But they bring some Rav Zalman that gives everyone the tumult about this Rav Zalman. But okay,
I don't know. So in Cheshbon, Rabbi is saying that in Rashi also there's room to disagree.
In other words, I'm saying Taisis RPMS would agree to Rashi.
Rashi himself is there to study.
Yes, I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying if I ask Taisis, halacha lemaisa, Taisis would agree with Rashi. Halacha lemaisa, if an erva comes later, it's mafkia zika, like the Avnei Miluim said. So why did the Gemara and Daf Mem Tes bring that raya? Because it's not 100% mukhlok. There's room for about Davar Lachla argue. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that even that that's 100% conclusive, not 99.9% conclusive. Rashi might also hold that it's only 99% conclusive, but Rashi felt that the Gemara relied on a raya that's 99% conclusive. So Taisis is saying, I have a raya that they did rely on a raya that's 99% conclusive because they would have brought the raya, that same raya, by Nida. But everybody basically agrees with everybody else. Everybody agrees that it's a 99 or 95% raya. Everyone agrees that it's 5% that's not a raya. The shaila is the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara does bring raya that are 95%. So Rashi says they did. Taibis also could hear that they did. But he said, I'll prove to you for the fact they didn't bring that raya by Nida, that they didn't. But everybody agrees that there's a 5% that's not a good raya. Therefore, and as you see that in Taisis, therefore, when you get to the Gemara and the Gimel with Beis, where the Gemara is stuck and they're trying to answer the braisa, so the Gemara had to go on, hold to that 5%, because there is such a 5%. It's mukhlo from Taisis that there's a 5%, because that's why the Gemara didn't want to bring that raya. Right, so I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Rashi's Megada on Taisis, and Taisis is Megada on Rashi. Rashi's Megada to Taisis that probably it's a good Svara. And Tavis is Megadda to Rashi, that there's a 5% disagreement. Right, that's what I'm trying to say.
And the fact that it's 5%, which is very, very small, possibly so small that it's even a raya against it, that could still be the whole basis of Gemara and Dav Gimel, Mach Masa Hechrach.
Because they have no other way to learn the Braisa. Yes. that's the idea. And hey, you don't like it. You don't know if you don't like it.
Oh, but does Rebbe feel this is like a radical chiddush in terms of generally, it's not every Havamina has this, I agree, but there are probably many Havaminas in Shas that are forced by something. So really taking away from this is that anytime a Havamina is forced by something, a Braisa, a Mishnah, a Pasuk, a Kasha, anytime a Havamina is forced, don't build too much on a Havamina. We always learned that Havaminas are MS La'amita. The Maskana is Machmas HaHechrach. But the Havamina, you could build...
But if the Havamina was also Machmas HaHechrach, so then you can't build it. That sounds right. If the Havamina was only Machmas HaHechrach, and so you don't know what they held. It's only the Havamina that they held without a Hechrach. But a Havamina that had a Hechrach, and the Hechrach falls away, so yeah, we don't know. Okay, what's the issue we do next? I think we should move on Sunday.
Rebbe, what?
Just
one quick thought. According to the Parshas Drachim, that there's going to be an Eish Esach by Chayv Lam Vasei. So how come this Chalitza...
Parshas Drachim.
What?
I'm
saying, how does it work in the Avni Malum's world, right? Where everything, if there's an Eish Esach that comes back, so everything implodes. So right? So how's the Zika? How's there anything? If it's a Kinyan L'shoah, there's not even a marriage that would take place if there's an Eish Esach.
Eish Esach doesn't come back. Eish Esach.
According to Tzad in the Parshas Drachim, right? That the Eish Esach would come, he'd be over Isra Eish Esach and the Chayv Lam Vasei, right?
I mean, it's always, in every kind of thing, it's always there.
So how does that, another, but saying, but it's always there, but that goof would nafkia the Ishas, right? Oh. According to him, that was mafki because it's a car race. It's mafki. It would never even be. So I'm saying it would be Teres Kedusha. It's a chalitza.
You're right. That's why it says in Bado, it will be in Bado Lokano.
So that's why you need a pasuk for chalitza.
You need a pasuk, but the Yibam, it would be in Bado Lokano. I think the Gemara says that in Bado Lokano, no?
I think it goes back and forth. Yeah, And by regular Chayvi Lav and the Eish Esach would never come back, even though he can't do the Biyashnia, even though there's no het in the Biyashnia, right? By Chayvi Lav, regular Chayvi Lav, right? There's no het in the Biyashnia, but the Eish Esach would not come back.
The Eish
Esach. I don't know the Parshas Drachim so well. I'm saying, but that the Eish Esach would not come back by regular Chayvi Lav.
The Eish Esach would not come back because it's Essay Deichel also says it. Yeah.
But not the Biyashnia, I'm asking.
No, that's only the Chayv Elav, and the Eish Esach is off, yeah.
What, okay,
maybe I think we should do this. I don't know. We should do that. Yud. I mean, maybe we'll look at the, I don't know if we want to read the Gemara just to get there, but I don't know. You know, we're going to. There's this whole Gemara. We skipped a whole bunch of Gemara, but it was basically all different drushes to learn out why we needed that Allah for. I don't know. Just to look at the Gemara quickly, I'm not sure if we could do the Gemara out there, but I want to do this giant Tavis on Yud. The item, let's say that, you know, that's Baal Sinai.
Baal Sinai?
That's okay. Rashiva's famous purple share.
And does he have a Trey Suri also?
He has Trey Suri also, yes. We skipped it, I'm sorry. that's Chesam and Abes.
Yeah, everything's in that Taisus.
But that's okay. It's really though that the Sugya is later, that Sugya, I think. That's what Ein Isser Chal Isser. We also skipped Kibbutz of the Ein. But that's not really a Yavamah Sugya. That's a Sugya we did skip. The guy's going to do it, he can do it, but it's not Yavamis. It's his Tosfos and Vavam and Abba'awif Shekain Echer Mitzvah. It's an interesting Tosfos. Keep it on the aim. And but I don't think it relates to Yavamas really. So I think we should stick to Yavamas. So the big Yavamas sugya is Yudam and Aleph, and then Yudam and Bey is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. That's major. And then, you know, so I would like to maybe so Sunday, if you could over Shabbos, you could on your own maybe try and read the Gemara from Tesam and Bey to Yudam and Aleph. I don't know if we'll do it in share or not, but.
And then what? Rabbi wants to focus on the Tosfos on
the next time. It's a famous Tosfos.
More therapy.
It's a famous Tosfos. The Maisa. I once did a chabur on that Tosfos when I was in yeshiva in Queens. That's a long time ago. Okay. Anyway, I like to start on Sunday that Tosfos. Okay, Yeshikayach, everyone. Maybe I'll make send an email so that people, okay, anyone who doesn't is a yes or no. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.